And we welcome you to the Friday morning show on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg. It's going to be mostly music on today's program as we highlight for you two big events coming up here in southeastern Wisconsin this coming weekend. A little later in the hour, you're going to be hearing from Craig Gall, who is the conductor of the Kenosha Pops Band. And their very entertaining, fun for the whole family Christmas concert is Saturday evening in Carthage's Siebert Chapel. And we'll be hearing from Craig Gall a little bit later. But in part one of today's program, I'm very, very happy to be sitting opposite Jessica DeBoer, who is the coordinator for an event with which I've had a very happy association for quite some time now, the Sing-Along Messiah at First United Methodist Church. And the Sing-Along Messiah is coming up this Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. And I'm so happy that Jessica DeBoer can be here to talk about this event, to talk about this marvelous work of music, one of the great masterworks in the history of music. And we'll even hear a few excerpts from this masterpiece and talk about what people can expect who come and experience Sunday evening's Sing-Along Messiah. Jessica DeBoer, we welcome you back to the morning show.
Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. You are, we should mention, a teacher in the Kenosha Unified School District.
Yep.
Tell us where you teach and
you
do there.
I teach elementary orchestra, so fifth grade beginners, little guys and gals learning how to play their instruments. I teach at four elementaries here in town. I'm at Roosevelt Elementary, Jeffrey, my brain is not working, Pleasant Prairie, and KSL, which is Kenosha School of Language. So
very good.
Four schools.
And your instrument happens to be the viola.
Yes, it is.
Tell us a little bit about when you and the viola connected why that became the instrument that you selected
for
yourself.
Well, you know, my parents are musical, and when it was my turn to pick an instrument, I was like, I want to play the violin. And with their forethought and their knowledge, my parents thought, oh, wait, musical scholarships. Hey, maybe you should look at this instrument called the viola. It's like the violin. Why don't you play the viola? And I was like, okay. And so that's how I ended up playing the viola. And I started in fourth grade at my elementary school in Michigan and haven't looked back.
There you go. And we should explain to people that not so many people, for whatever reason, gravitate to the viola. We have a whole lot more violinists than violists in the world.
Sure.
So they were thinking about separating you from the crowd.
I guess so.
And it
worked.
Thanks,
Mom and Dad.
Absolutely. Tell our listeners about your own connection with Handel's greatest oratorio, Messiah.
Well, you know, you play lots of it here and there, and a lot of times you play arrangements of it. In college, I ended up playing both parts, not all at once, but through a church in college in the town where I was at school. It was an Episcopal church. They did the Christmas portion at Christmas, and then in the spring we did the other parts.
Huh.
And so that was the first time I ever played through the whole thing, you know, as a group, and the original thing, right? But then, you know, you play excerpts here and there throughout your musical performance life. And then once we moved to Kenosha in 2005, we got hooked up with this First United Methodist Church. We knew David Scripsima, and he said, hey, you should come check out our church because I know you're looking for a church now that you've moved to town. And you might like this church because we have lots of great music, and they sure do. And so we joined there and have been doing Messiah ever since.
So give our listeners a little history lesson, and I'm going to enjoy this history lesson as well as myself.
Great. Pop quiz.
The history of Messiah at First United Methodist. In other words, the history of this thing called the Sing-Along Messiah.
Absolutely.
That happens at your church year after year.
Yep. We, back in the early 2000s, we were gifted a Bursendorfer 9-foot concert grand piano, which is probably, I'm just going to say, probably the best piano in town.
And it's amazing.
It's a pretty nice piano, really. It is. And one of the nicest pianos in town. There's a few.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had this piano. We thought, we can't just keep this to ourselves and play it on Sundays in church. We want to share it with the community. And so David Scripsima and our pastor at the time, started talking about having this concert series, and so they put this together, and one of the concerts on that series was Sing Along Messiah. We had a church member who was very excited to be sort of the sponsor of this. This was kind of her brainchild. And so she and David, you know, talked about this and put it together. Not that we use the piano so much for Messiah, but that it was part of this concert series that they put together. And so the first one was in Christmas at 2005. And so we've been going every year since. We took a few years off, of course, because of the pandemic, but we have been at it. This is our 18th one. It would be our 20th year if we had not had to pause, but we're so glad that we got to hit play again and come back. And so that's kind of where that started.
So is this your initial experience or encounter with Sing Along Messiah?
Sing Along, yes, absolutely. I had never heard of it before this, and so it's a great opportunity for people to be able to sing along, because I mean, when will you get that chance unless you join a choir and you have to, you know, you go to all the rehearsals and show up every week and hope that you're going to get this piece programmed on your repertoire list. But you know, you don't have to practice every week. You can just come on Sunday night and sing along. And if you don't get all the notes, it's okay. You're going to have a great time and enjoy participating in this masterwork.
For those of you just joining us, my guest for part one of today's morning show is Jessica DeBoer, who is the coordinator of the Sing Along Messiah event, which has been occurring nearly every year for the last 20 years or so at First United Methodist Church. And this year's Sing Along Messiah is coming up this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. And maybe before we listen to a little bit of this work and just talk about the greatness of this score, maybe talk for a moment about the logistics of what happens and what people need to do or bring. Do they have to buy a ticket? Do they need the music and so on?
You don't have to do anything but show up, right? That's all you have to do. Show up. We want you to come. There are no tickets. There is no admission cost. We have music at the door if you don't own your own score. I mean, who doesn't own their own Messiah score? Just kidding. But if you don't have your music, you can get some at the door. We have plenty of copies to share. And then you're going to sit in your voice area. If you're soprano, you'll sit with the sopranos, you know, and so on and so on. And then you'll sing along when the choruses come up. However, if you are not a singer and you don't want to sing, you don't have to sing. We love to have you just come and enjoy it. It's not a requirement to sing, so please don't be afraid or think, oh, I'm not going to go because I don't want to sing. You don't have to sing. We do have plenty of people who come just to enjoy the music.
Right. There's some that sit towards the back, and there's a nice
balcony. Yep.
And
yep,
it does
sure.
work out very, very nicely.
Yes.
So let's listen to a few excerpts from Handel's Messiah and just talk about what makes this piece of music so incredibly special. And I selected several things that I just think are especially noteworthy, although I got to say every single thing is really noteworthy. Mm-hmm. In fact, it might be good for us to talk for a moment about the portion of this sprawling work that we're going to be doing sure. Sunday night. Some people listening may have taken in the Messiah performances
Parkside.
That just happened. Yes,
yeah.
At the University of Wisconsin Parkside this past weekend. Performances that were dedicated to the memory of Francis Bedford, mm-hmm. who, of course, for whom their beautiful concert hall is named. And that was a series of two performances of this entire work, all
yes.
2.5 hours of it, mm-hmm. under the direction of Dr. James Kinchin. This is not that Sunday evening.
Not the whole thing.
Yeah, explain what's going to happen.
So we do, the Messiah is in three parts, and we will do most of the first part, which deals with the Christmas story and the foretelling of Jesus coming and the angels and all of those things. And so we will be doing that part. And then we will have a few pieces from both second and third sections, not the entire part. And of course, we end with the Hallelujah Chorus. So that is always the best way to end the concert, of course. So not an entire performance, but, you know, sections. We have pieces that will be sung by vocal soloists. We have a few orchestral only pieces, and then of course the choruses where the audience can participate.
So the first thing that I've selected is the opening tenor recitative, Comfort Ye My People, mm-hmm. which I especially love, and it's a reminder that although maybe when we first think about Messiah, we think about Hallelujah
of
Chorus
course.
And For Unto Us a Child
yes.
is Born and some of these bombastic, really glorious, big works and some very virtuosic works, there are also movements that are incredibly soothing and mm-hmm. literally comforting, mm-hmm. and this is one of them. What are your thoughts about this opening tenor recitative?
It's a lovely way to start the piece. We have, of course, it starts with the instrumental overture, and the overture is a little bit, it's kind of discomforting in a way, if you think about that, what it sounds like. And then you have this tenor coming in, and the overture ends in a minor chord, and then this tenor comes in and says, "Comfort ye," and sings about all of, the things that are going to happen. And so it is a lovely way to start those vocal solos.
It really is. And we're really happy for the first time this year to have a young, very fine music educator here in southeastern Wisconsin, Nathan Takahashi, as our tenor soloist this year.
Great.
So here we go with Comfort Ye. This is the first solo piece from Handel's Messiah. There's just something so marvelous about that opening recitative, and of course the tenor then launches into the great aria, Every Valley, and so excited about the opportunity to hear Nathan Takahashi, who teaches music up in the Racine Unified School District and is a really, really capable tenor, a former student of mine from Carthage. So he will lead things
excited
off.
To hear him.
It's going to be fun. Going to be fun. Again, for those of you just joining us, I'm speaking today on this portion of the morning show with Jessica DeBoer, coordinator of Sunday evening Sing-Along Messiah at First United Methodist Church, which is right at the corner of Sheridan Road and 60th Street. And it's an opportunity not only to hear extended portions of Handel's masterpiece, but also to participate, if you so choose, as part of the sing-along chorus, singing the magnificent choruses of this piece. Jessica, I wanted to, of course, make you happy. And so one of the things I did was to be sure to include in the excerpts we play today one of the movements that is either your very favorite or among your favorites, and that is one of the solos sung by the bass soloist, the recit, "For behold, darkness shall cover the earth," and then the people that walked in darkness. So tell our listeners and me why you like this so much.
Okay, so it is, the melody is so intricate and interesting, and the violas play the melody almost the whole time, which doesn't really happen.
Mm.
Those violins, they always get the melody, but we don't. And so it's a really challenging piece, and that's something, at, you know, for me personally as a viola player, what I love about Messiah is that it's, as a Baroque piece, it's challenging. Not all Baroque works, orchestra parts, are really that challenging or interesting to play.
Mm.
You know, Vivaldi, it's okay. But, you know, but this is always challenging and fun, and it keeps you on your toes. And I just love this piece because it is intricate, and the violas have the melody, and we get to play just what the bass is singing. And when we break away, it's also, you know, it contributes. It's not just background noise. So it's just fun. It's so much fun.
Right. I love this recit, "For behold, darkness shall cover the earth," because Handel does such an amazing job of creating this sense of ominous darkness. And then there'll be this sense of that there's some kind of a light that might be breaking through. And then this wonderful aria, "The people that walked in darkness," and you have this meandering melody. You just have this sense of somebody that doesn't know where they're going.
They're in the dark and they can't see.
Absolutely.
But then the light comes on.
Absolutely. And a very, very fine recent grad from Carthage named Alex Heiding is going to be joining Mike Anderle, who's been a marvelous mainstay of the Sing-Along Messiah for many, many years. Mike is doing most of the bass solos, but I am bringing in Alex Heiding to sing this. He has performed it a couple of times with orchestra, and he is, I know, going to do a wonderful job with "For Behold" and "The People Who Walked in Darkness" from Handel's Messiah.
Behold, darkness shall cover.
good stuff, and Jessica DeBoer has been enjoying that thoroughly.
Yep, singing along.
We should mention the wonderful men and women who comprise the orchestra of the sing-along Messiah year after year. Not that it is exactly the same group, but
awfully
many
close.
Of the same.
Yeah. Almost everybody
but,
is the same.
But just talk about who people are seeing up front as the indispensable accompanists of this performance.
So the orchestra members are all friends. We are all professional musicians. We play in Kenosha Symphony. We play in Racine Symphony. We are college professors. We are orchestra teachers. They are all wonderful people who every year I send out the email in the fall and say, hey, everybody, here's when Messiah is going to be. Would you please come play? And every, right away my email starts pinging. Yes, please, me, yes. Thank you. I'm so excited. It's my favorite. So I'm always grateful that everyone is willing to play and that we are all excited to be together again and taking part in this wonderful performance.
Absolutely. And I should add, as the person who conducts, that I so appreciate an orchestra that is so capable, so skilled, and yet so nice, because I am not a professionally trained orchestra conductor. I'm a singer who knows a little bit about conducting, but they just come to it with exactly the right sense of heart.
Yes.
And of just happy to be making music together and sharing in this experience. Well, we have not yet listened to a chorus, and so I want us to listen to at least a little bit of my favorite chorus, which is "For Unto Us a Child Is Born." Do the violas get to do anything fun in this chorus?
Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, every movement is fun. It's great. Good stuff.
Yeah, this is absolutely thrilling. And I should say that these excerpts we're listening to are from a PBS telecast from a number of years ago conducted by the great Robert Shaw. And so anyway, here is a bit of "For Unto Us a Child Is Born." Bit of "For Unto Us a Child Is Born," one of the most joyous and spirited choruses from Handel's Messiah. We are playing some excerpts from Handel's Messiah in anticipation of the sing-along Messiah performance coming up this Sunday evening, 6 p.m. at First United Methodist Church in Kenosha. Jessica DeBoer is with me in the studio. She is the amazing coordinator of this event, taking care of so many details behind the scenes. Before we listen to a little bit of one of the most sparkling arias that will be part of Sunday evening's performance, "Rejoice Greatly."
Yes.
We should probably remind people or tell people who never even knew about this. Last year we had some last-minute drama involving two of our soloists,
It was not good. And so please, if you're listening, soloists, please just wear a mask for the weekend. Stay healthy. Thank you. No, we had our tenor soloist and our soprano soloist, are a married couple. And, you share things when you're married, including germs. And so they were both sick and at the last minute had to pull out. And so we were calling on favors, looking for a soloist. And we had some wonderful replacements. I was messaging my my old college friend who is a world accomplished opera singer. I'm like, do you know anybody? Please help.
Right.
So she really helped come through in the end. But
yeah, I got that text. Kathy, my wife, and I were out for lunch on Friday.
Oh, no.
And that's when the message came in. You know, a very sorrorful message. Oh. I mean, they were so sad to pull out.
Yes, and we were sad to miss
who had been with us.
We love seeing them and hearing them sing.
Absolutely. So anyway, so we were fortunate, though, to have a very fine tenor replacement and a very fine soprano replacement. And that soprano is back with us singing most of the soprano solos this year, Tabitha Stege. Many people know her from the many performances she's done in the area. I knew her from the Racine Theater Guild, where she was in our production of Sweeney Todd.
Oh, lovely.
And anyway, she stepped in and did a wonderful job on very, very short notice. And so it will be Tabitha who will be dispatching this wonderful masterwork, little miniature masterwork from the Christmas section, Rejoice Greatly. This happens to be Sylvia McNair that we're hearing on this performance again with Robert Shaw.
I thought you were...
This aria is so wonderfully constructed by Mr. Handel, and after a slow section that shifts into the minor, it shifts back into the major in a way that is so exhilarating. And I want to just play a little bit of the final measures, which are especially exciting. It's hard not to smile. And Jessica, you're saying violas are tacit. That means you don't play that.
Yes, don't play that movement. So we get to sit and really enjoy it every year and watch the violins sweat it out while they're playing all those notes. We're just sitting there relaxing.
There are a lot of notes.
Yes,
absolutely. We want to mention that our other soprano soloist is Mary Catherine Bach, who has been with us before.
Yes.
She will be singing I Know That My Redeemer Liveth. And our mezzo is... Katie Ann Nelson, another Carthage grad from Waterford, who is very, very accomplished, coming back home from graduate school at the University of Colorado Boulder, and she will be handling the mezzo-soprano solos. So I think that covers our marvelous soloists, and of course, everything will culminate in the Hallelujah Chorus. So Jessica, I'm wondering if there are any other logistical matters that you want to talk about in terms of anything that people need to know about
sure.
Sunday night's concert.
Yep, I would say, you know, the doors will open at 5:30, so there's a little place to sit if you show up early. Their parking is always an issue, so please plan ahead and maybe park on the street. We have some lots, but of course they're quite small. And we are expecting good weather. There's supposed to be rain in the morning, but then in the afternoon, it's not going to be so bad. It's not going to be too cold. We had a year once where it was a huge snowstorm. We've had freezing temperatures, but not this year. We are looking at a good day of weather, so please plan to come out. And just plan to come a little early so you get a parking space, because I know that we hear that every year from people, and they come and they say, oh, we couldn't find a parking space. And I know that that's tough. And unfortunately, we are landlocked in the city, and we just don't have a wonderful solution. But, you know, just plan ahead.
Right. And otherwise, just be prepared to walk a block or two,
fine, too. You know, drop off people at the door who might not want to walk so far, if you don't mind. And then take a little walk. It'll be a nice evening for that.
Absolutely. Should be a really lovely evening and a wonderful experience to be able to not only listen to, but if you so choose, participate in one of the greatest masterworks in the history of music, Handel's Oratorio Messiah. And I will be there as conductor, Jessica DeBoer, scurrying around right up to concert time and then taking her place in the viola section, and some treasured Carthage alums who have sang under my direction in the Chamber Singers, who are known as musici amici or musical friends, will be offering up a prelude and singing one of the choruses as part of the performance as well. Lots to look forward to this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. And as we go out with a bit of Hallelujah Chorus, Jessica DeBoer, thanks for joining me today once again, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's 8:47. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show on WGTD. That is the Kenosha Pops Band in an arrangement of Patapan. The Kenosha Pops is about to present its annual Christmas concert on the campus of Carthage College in beautiful Siebert Chapel. And this concert will be occurring tomorrow night, Saturday night, 7 p.m. And it is absolutely free and open to the public. And I am excited to be able to speak for the next few minutes with the conductor of the Kenosha Pops Band, Craig Gall. Taking a few minutes out of his busy schedule, he is a teacher at Kimberly High School up in the Fox Valley, but taking a couple of minutes to talk about tomorrow night's concert with the Kenosha Pops Band. A couple of years ago, we marked the 20th anniversary of the first of these Christmas concerts, and they, of course, are a tremendous amount of fun for the audience and for the band, and yet there has to be something really challenging about kind of gathering everybody up after several months off from the summer season. What kind of an undertaking really is this, musically speaking?
Well, you touch on a great point, because we have not seen each other as a band since the last week of July. Our 10 concerts start in mid-June, and this year it happened that our final concert was the last Wednesday of July. So everybody has gone their separate ways, and we are going to be gathering Saturday afternoon for a rehearsal and going to be playing the concert that evening. Thankfully, a lot of these people in the Kenosha Pops concert band play in other groups, the Bell City Brass Works, the Parkside Community Band, and other community groups around the area. So that helps to keep people from getting rusted up, as we like to say, getting rusty and losing their chops. So when we do meet for the rehearsal Saturday afternoon, usually we're in pretty good shape. It just takes a little bit to get used to playing in the environment of Siebert Chapel, which of course we're not used to. Outdoors, we're playing on the band shell in the summer. So it's a real treat to play in the chapel. We appreciate that opportunity, and generally things fall together pretty well. I need to be careful in what we program. We don't want to aim too high or too difficult as far as the music selections, as we only have an hour and a half or 2 hours to rehearse this stuff the day of the concert. So that's the one thing we really have to be careful of, is that we're going to be playing something that is going to be able to be played with one rehearsal.
Right. One of the things that, since you talk about the opportunity to play in beautiful Siebert Chapel on the campus of Carthage College, we should maybe make brief mention of the fact that it almost didn't happen, that due to some renovation work that has just begun at Carthage in the Siebert Chapel, there were a few days or maybe a couple of weeks where it looked like maybe this concert could not happen at Siebert, and if it couldn't happen there, it may have been quite difficult to find an alternate location, but arrangements were made, and that's where we get to perform Saturday night.
We certainly do, but the one big disappointment is that we won't be able to get to hear the chapel organ, the big pipe organ. That has been wrapped up in saran wrap to keep everything protected from all the dust and debris of the renovation project. And unfortunately, we'll have to forego and hearing the organ Saturday night. But we have a couple of surprises that should more than take the place of hearing the Fritz Cassavant organ.
And we'll look forward to that then another time. Well, in the meantime, there's all kinds of musical treasures you have planned for Saturday night. Why don't you highlight a few of them for our listeners?
Well, we have several carols from foreign lands that we always like to include on these programs. We have a brand new arrangement to the Pops band anyway, but the arrangement itself is more than 60 years old, and it's by one of our favorite composers and arrangers of band music, a gentleman by the name of Claire Grundman. And we're going to be playing a medley of carols that he wrote that includes the old Czech rocking carol, which many of us know as Little Jesus Sweetly Sleep. The medley also includes the haunting Coventry carol from England. And then it ends with a very, very obscure German carol. Actually, it is of Prussian origin, called Mary on the Mountain. So that's going to be one of the most unique pieces on the program. We're going to be doing an arrangement of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which is going to feature Mr. Berg on vocals. We're going to be doing Tomorrow is My Dancing Day, and I believe that's an Appalachian carol. Or I Wonder as I Wonder is the Appalachian carol. Medleys of Christmas tunes that people are used to. I know Kathy Ripley is going to be conducting an arrangement of the Hallelujah Chorus. That's actually Mannheim Steamrollers' take on that Handel classic. She'll also be conducting the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers, and as well as it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas and Sleigh Ride. And then the concert always ends with some mainstays, an arrangement of White Christmas, the perennial Leroy Anderson classic Christmas Festival, his medley of Christmas carols, and then we always end the concerts with a nice moving rendition of Auld Lang Syne. So there's something on this program for practically everyone.
And, you know, I don't know at what point you program the Hallelujah Chorus that Kathy Ripley will conduct, but that will be a very nice replacement for what otherwise would be a performance of that on the pipe organ, which, as you said, is unavailable to us this year. So people will still get the Hallelujah Chorus, and that'll serve as a nice little reminder of the sing-along Messiah that's happening the very next evening.
Absolutely.
So,
and I should also mention that Dr. James Ripley, our host for the day and evening, will be conducting on the program as well. He's going to be conducting a very pretty arrangement of Once in Royal David City. So we don't want to forget about Mr. Ripley.
Wonderful. So tell our listeners what they need to do. Do they have to buy a ticket to come to this wonderful concert?
This is a free concert. It is general admission. You'll just need to be prepared to walk a little bit. Parking is a little bit of an issue on the campus. I'm not sure if we're going to have a shuttle bus in operation that evening. I'm guessing we will, but I can't make any promises. Just be prepared to walk a little bit of a distance and possibly up a hill. But once you get into the chapel, you'll pick up a program, and you may sit wherever you wish, upstairs, downstairs. There isn't a bad seat in that chapel.
It's true, and it's a magnificent space acoustically for a group like the Kenosha Pops Band. And so their concert is
there.
Yes, so the concert is Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And on the podium, Craig Gall, the music director of the Kenosha Pops Band, for now how many years?
Well, this is starting my 23rd year with the group.
Very good. So we hope a lot of people will turn out for what will be a very, very fun concert Saturday evening. Craig Gall, thanks very much, and best wishes to you.
My pleasure. Merry Christmas.
And to finish out the Friday morning show, here are the closing measures of the aforementioned Christmas Festival by American composer and arranger Leroy Anderson. And here is the Kenosha Pops, who will be in concert Saturday night, 7 p.m. Thank you. It's 8:59 here on WGTD. Monday on the morning show, and a bit of reversal. Dave McGrath is interviewing me, talking about the Berg Christmas concert that is coming up at the Racine Theater Guild next Wednesday evening. The morning show airs every weekday morning between 8 and 9 o'clock. Today we will have mostly sunny skies. We're headed for a comfortable high of 27 degrees and an overnight low of 24. And the warming trend continues with a high temperature of 43 degrees on Saturday, with a chance of rain late in the day on Saturday. We'll see upper 40s for a daytime high on Sunday as well, with a chance of rain, especially early in the morning, possibly 50 for a high on Monday. This is WGTDHG, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.